schedule, Sonic's going to be no show next week. And then we continue the week after, 2 weeks from today. In the night shiurim, I have issues always this time of year, Yom HaTzmaut, Yom HaShoah. So it's very tricky, actually. But you want to get started because it's after Yom, because missed a week and sometimes more. But then all of a sudden, it's Yom HaShoah. You have to be careful. But here, we don't have these problems. You know, it's bright early in the morning. So we're back on schedule in 2 weeks from today. And, you know, for the near future, as far as I can tell, till we run into Shavuos. Okay, today I'd like to speak about a topic in Minyanei Pesach. Let's start with the Gemara here on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Mishnah that comes before the Mishnah Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in Pesachim lists the. Mishnah lists those things that can be used for to produce matzah, the ingredients that can be used to produce matzah. The following things can be used to fulfill the obligation of Pesach, who's the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins with Chamesh Asaminim, the five grains. Chitim, Sorim, Kusmin, Shipon, Shibola, Shual. Then the Mishnah says, what about other factors, not ingredients, chemical factors, halachic factors? Like, let's say the you don't have the Mishnah in front of you yet. We'll get to what you have in front of you, the Gemara, in a minute. Let's say you have the object in question, or the substance in question, has a different halakhic status. Does that interfere with it being matzah or not? So included among the cases that are discussed, the Mishnah says that matzah shel tevel, avalo b'tevel, v'lo b'maisa rishon shel nitra tremaso, v'lo b'maisa sheni v'hekta shel nipta. And so on. If you have matzah shel tevel, according to the Mishnah, you cannot fulfill the obligation of matzah. What does matzah shel tevel mean? It means you have produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to be mafresh trumas and maestros from that produce. Until you do, it's macholos asuros. It's prohibited from eating. So tevel means you have yet to tithe, you have yet to be meiser or torein from the produce. Therefore, you can't eat it. And the Mishnah says you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with it either. That's the Mishnah. Now, if you look at the Gemara wants to know what is the basis of that. This is on page, you see it says page 70 in the right corner. Everybody have that? So now go to the bottom of the page, the line before the wide lines. In other words, seven lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan. Yochol yotzei ani midei chavasa betevel shel nitkan. I might think that you could fulfill the obligation of matzah with tevel, which was not fixed, meaning it wasn't subject to trumas and maestros. Now remember, you have to understand this discussion has to be understood in context. Obviously, if something is tevel, you're going to eat it, you're going to violate Isur Torah, severe violation. So we're not recommending that that one go out and use tevel for his matzah. Either way, one shouldn't do this because you would violate the Isur Tevel. The question that we're asking, or that we're interested in, is, let's say you did. Let's say you ate matzah shel Tevel. So good, you have a Tevel problem. Have you fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, or you've also lost that? That's what we're discussing. So the Gemara says, maybe you would think that if you eat Tevel, even though you violate the Isur Tevel, you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean shelo nitkan? Kol Tevel ha lo nitkan. Tevel means that it was lo nitkan. That's just a Agavurcha comment in the Gemara on Pesach. Ela betevel shonitkan kol tzarka. What we mean is, even if you did a little tithing, but you didn't complete the tithing process, even then it's an issue. Shonitl menu truma gedolav, lonitl menu truma smaiser, maiser risham, vlo maiser sheni, afilo maiser oni. Now, you might think that since you did a little tithing, even though you didn't complete the process, it could be okay. Minayin, and how do you know that you cannot fulfill your obligation? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar lo socha alav chametz, mishi surah mishim batocha alav chametz, yatzazeh she'eni surah mishim batocha chametz, ela mishim batocha tevel. This is a very, very fascinating Gemara. Gemara says that since the violation here is tevel and not chametz, and the rule is that whenever, in order to fulfill the obligation of matzah, you need to have something which theoretically could violate chametz, therefore you're not going to be yotzei dechavas. That's the Gemara. That's itself a very fascinating idea. So the Gemara says, "V'isur d'chametz la'echan azla." Just because something is tevel, what do you mean? It's tevel, therefore there's no chametz. it's tevel, and on Pesach it'll become, if it's, you know, leavened, it'll become chametz. Where do the Issa chametz disappear to? What do you mean there's no chametz and therefore there's no matzah? There's tevel, and therefore the, you know, there also could be chametz, and therefore there should also be the possibility of matzah. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rab Shimoni. The Amar Ein Isser Chal Lisa. This is in accordance with the view of Rab Shimon, who holds that Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Which means, if you already have an existing Isser, the rule is that another Isser does not fall on that Isser. In other words, if something is already Tevel, and then on Pesach, all of a sudden it will also become Chametz, the Isser Chametz is not Chal on something which already is Asur, it's only Chal on a neutral object. Ein Isser Chal Isser. Therefore, there's no chametz. Since there's no chametz, there can be no matzah. That's the Gemara. We'll get to that. So the Gemara says, good, that's a good question. But so far the Gemara is not talking about that at all. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, says the next page, Ha'ocha Nevela B'yom HaKippurim, if you eat Nevela, which obviously is also, you're not allowed to eat a dead animal, right, one which is not Shechita, not subject to Shechita. If you eat a dead animal, which is Nisa Nevela, but you eat it on Yom Kippur when you're not allowed to eat, the halacha is Pater. You'll violate Nevela, but you will not violate Yom Kippur. Ravina Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, even if it, you were not to accept the view of Ein Isser Chal Isser, you would still say that Matzah Shel Tevel is disqualified as Matzah, because Mishi Yisurim Mishim Bal Tocho Chametz Bilvad, Yotzezesh Ein Yisurim Mishim Bal Tocho Chametz Bilvad, Ela af mishum bal tochol tevel. Huge chiddush of the Gemara, even bigger chiddush than before, which is tough. The Gemara says, even if Yisur is chal Yisur, so when you eat the tevel and it's chametz, you violate both. But since it's not only an Yisur of chametz, it's also tevel, somehow that eliminates the possibility of matzah. In other words, the Gemara thought that in order to qualify as matzah, there has to be simply a titanic struggle between the potential of chametz and the potential of matzah. And anything that distracts from that struggle, including an additional isur, even if it doesn't detract from the potential of chametz, even that disqualifies matzah. This is a very crucial Gemara for the relationship between chametz and matzah, but that's not our topic today. That's a topic in its own, a very important topic, and that this is maybe the most important Gemara for it. The rule is that anything that cannot become chametz cannot be used for matzah. In other words, if in the process could not lead to chametz unchecked, then when you have the limits that guarantee matzah, it won't work either. That's the idea. So the Gemara here is being mechadesh. That's true not only in ingredients, it's also true in the actual iser. Right? Even if for technical reasons it's not chal because of any iser chal iser, that would also be a problem. And the Gemara is a hamamina that even if there is an iser, if it's not the only iser, or it's confounded or distracted by something else, that would be an issue to take away from matzah. It's a remarkable Gemara. Then the Gemara says, this is going a little too far. The Gemara says, midi bilvad ksiv. Does it say anywhere in the pasuk that there has to be chametz bilvad? Ela machvarta kedrasheshes. Therefore, it must be that what we said before is correct, that this Mishnah is in accordance with the view that ein iser chal iser. The iser of chametz is not chal on top of tevel. Therefore, there is no chametz, and if there's no chametz, then there cannot be the fulfillment of matzah either. Cool. That's the Shach HaMetaria of the Gemara. That's the background. Now, to sum up, the Mishnah says you cannot use matzah for tevel. You cannot use tevel for matzah. Sorry. Correct? The Gemara says the reason for that is because ein iser chal al iser. That's the end of the story. So, the fact is that this discussion of ein iser chal iser doesn't appear only in this Gemara. Appears all throughout Shas. And there's a debate about it, particularly in the following case. Let's say the second Isser is more expansive than the first. In different ways, it's what we call either Mosif or Kolel, right? Either it includes more, quantitatively more, or the quality of the Isser is more, like one is Isser Achila, the other is an Isser Hana, right? Will you still say Ein Isser Chal Isser, that the second Isser does not apply because it's already in Dvar Isser? Or not. That's the Machlokas in the Gemara. So the Ramban here, which we're going to turn to right away.
I mean, if it's says, not Isra Moshe or not Isra Kolel, everyone holds an Isra Kolel.
Even then, the question about Bevasachas, and there's possibly a day, it's a discussion. But even if you hold an Isra Kolel Isra, we still might distinguish between Isra Kolel and Moshe. If the second Isra is more expensive, it will be Chal on the first Isra. Discussion in the Gemara. So the Rambam and the Ramban both paskin, based on all the Gemaras, that the rule of any Sechal Yisr is limited, and if you have an Yisr Kolel or an Yisr Mosif, then we will say Yisr Chal Yisr. Now, Chametz is Mosif and Kolel more than Tevel, right? And consequently, one would think that L'Halacha, Chametz would be Chal on top of Tevel, and therefore it would be subject to Chametz as well as Tevel, and therefore, b'di'evet, one should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel tevel. But based on the logic of the Gemara and the psak of certain Rishonim elsewhere, we should reject the ruling of the Mishnah.
What's more kolel than chametz than tevel? They both apply to all grains. No.
Sorry.
They both apply.
Okay, so they will. The kolel part is discussed, and we'll get to it in the Ramban in a second. But even on Mosif alone, there's ample grounds. Yisra Hanam, Macholas Asuros, right? So that's what the Ramban says. If you look at the Ramban here, this is this page. Right, Yisur Macholas Asuros only. Tevel's only also Machil, not Bahana. Look at, says Daf Lamed Hey, everybody see it? There's a little check by Ramban. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Ramban says, nearly the Yotzin B'Tevel, U'B'Maisa Rishon Shalonit U'Trumasa, U'B'Maisa Sheni, B'Hekta Shalonitu. Basically, the Ramban says, I think you should paskin against the Mishnah. Wow. Paskin against an explicit Mishnah? There's no day in the Gemara against it. There's no day in the Mishnah against it. Seems pretty bold. The Ramban asserts it confidently. Why? Because the Mishnah is based on a certain logic, as the Gemara explains. We reject that logic in other Gemaras. Obviously, we reject this view of the Mishnah. That's the Ramban. Nearly the Yotzin B'Tevel, Ma'aser Rishon Shalonit U'Trumasa, Ma'aser Sheni V'Hekdesh. All these cases in the Mishnah that say that you cannot use for matzah, the Ramban says l'halacha it's wrong. You could use them b'di'eved because you don't want to violate these. Mishum d'matznisin ukma rav sheishes k'rav Shimon. Because what we just said, the Gemara says that it depends on a certain logic, rav Shimon, the Kaimalon, and we paskin that Isa kolel u'mosif chal al iser v'chametz b'Pesach kolel u'mosif namihu da'aser b'hana. Hilkach Yotzin Bahen. Succinct comment, powerful comment. Again, where do you see a Rishon arguing with the Mishnah? But on very solid ground, arguing with this particular ruling of the Mishnah. That's the Ramban. Rabbeinu Zal, Shekasa B'Tchilas HaMishnah, Yotzin B'Dmai, Lo Hikpdalei, and so on. B'Tzarech Lomar, Mishum Mitzvah Baba Aveira. So the Ramban raises the question, what about mitzvah b'aveira? The truth is that the Tosas in Masachet Sukkah, Daf Lamed, there the Gemara speaks about lulav agazel. Gemara says that lulav agazel, stolen lulav, cannot be used on Sukkahs. One of the reasons is mitzvah haba b'aveira. So Tosas there in Daf Lamed in Sukkah says, how come the whole Gemara in Psachim goes to such, you know, has such difficulties establishing that matzah shel tevel cannot be used on Pesach? Right? Kol Shishim Baltocha Chametz and Yisr Chal Yisr. Why don't they just say Mitzvah B'Aveira? Tosfos doesn't answer the question. Ramban's asking this question here as well. Ramban says some very important things. V'lo matzasi chein ela b'gzeila. Ramban says maybe Mitzvah B'Aveira is limited to gzeila. What would be the logic in that? Number one, gzeila is an intrinsic aveira. Other aveiros are contingent upon the circumstances, context. The Rishami has a very famous discussion in Shabbos. Let's say you were to take a piece of matzah and Shabbos, you were to walk a Dalet Amos versus a Rabbin with it. Would you say that the matzah is mitzvah b'aveira? Right? Clearly not. So the Rishami says, Taman hu avar aveira. Hacha kugufa aveira. Question, what does that mean exactly? Like other Rishamis, what does it mean? So one explanation could be, the one explanation of some is, that you only say mitzvah b'aveira on an intrinsic aveira, like gzeila. If you walk Dalet Amos b'shus harabim, it happens to be Shabbos. If you do the same thing on Chol, it wouldn't be an aveira. Okay. An intrinsic aveira, or maybe an aveira which leaves its imprint on the chefza, what we call a chefza shel aveira. Meaning, there's a certain stigma to something that is stolen. Right? There's no stigma in something which was carried through the streets of through the streets on Shabbos, even though you violated an Isur Chomer Min HaTorah. It doesn't leave its imprint. It's not Chetz Shel Aveira. That's one way to distinguish. Or, as we'll see in a second, B'hochi Mash M'hochi B'gemara, in a second, of the second Shabbos, Perek of Lezer D'Oreg, referring to the Rishalmi, Matasim Rishalmi Raya, Tati L'Bishar Aveiros. Because the Rishalmi asked that question, at least, right, about the walking, the question of what the answer means. V'shum Matzasi B'tosis Sh'omru, another approach, De'in B'shar Mitzvos, V'shum Mitzvah Aveiro, El B'korban U'Belulav. Maybe Mitzvah Aveiro, the Bavli at least, we find it only with regard to Hallel, and, I'm sorry, Korban rather, and Lulav. Those are the cases. The Gemara speaks about Lulav HaGazel, Dalad Minin, and the Gemara brings an example there in Sukkah from Korbanos. Why? What's unique about, why aren't they just examples? Because Lulav and Korban, Shemahalin Ba, they're the basis of Hallel. Can't be Mahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Mitzvah Ba'aveir. Da Sukkah Tzorich Ba, L'chalim Utei Gzula. That's why Sukkah, when the Gemara wants to say that you can't sit in a stolen Sukkah, they don't say Mitzvah B'Aveira. Balitosis actually in Sukkah, Daf Tetzim and Aleph ask, how come you don't say Mitzvah B'Aveira here? The Gemara is a different limud. L'cha l'mutei gezula. V'lo m'matil l'mishu Mitzvah B'Aveira. Why? Because Sukkah, unlike Lulav and Korban, are not Dvar Shemahalin Bo Esabore. Rabban says, V'gam Zein Anachon B'Tam. Says, I don't think that's correct either. He says, if these things are not correct, so actually the sugya of matzah shel tevel, where the Gemara labored so hard, is difficult. Moreover, sugya in sukkah is difficult. Why do you need a separate limud? Why not say mitzvah b'aveira? So he says, v'yeshu l'taret, she'en b'tevel din mitzvah b'aveira, b'pnei shebiyon l'take. Maybe there's another answer. You can always be metake in tevel. Can't be metakin gezel. Can't be metakin the davrusha nasuba averus shel Shabbos. You can't reverse things. The truth is that the Rav is the same in the name of Rav Chaim, that matzah shel tevel is not mitzvah aver because it's not a chefta shel aver at all. It's a chefta shel iser. The difference. If you happen to eat the iser, you violate the aver. But there's nothing in the tevel that's an aver. It's not kosher. That's not what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying even more than that. The Ramban is saying, b'yad al-atakein. But one could just take it a step further. Never mind b'yad al-atakein. It doesn't need tikkun either. It's not a chetza shel aver. It's a chetza shel iser. Keramidim b'msechet beitza. Tevel, the Gemara there in Beitza speaks about whether tevel is mukta. So the Gemara says, tevel muchan huaitzel Shabbos. Why? You can't use it. It's tevel. Shem avar v'tikna metukan. Because even though you're not supposed to be mafrish Trumas Meisras on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, but if you did, it would be Chal. So that's why it's not Muktzah. So too, it's not Mitzvah B'Aveira because Biyad Olatakein. And if therefore, even if you're not Mitakein, it's a Shiur in it not being that kind of Aveira. And what about Sukkah? Sukkah Mitoch Shariba Kosov Kolezach B'Yisrael Lahachshir Sheula, because since it's a pasuk that tells you that a borrowed sukkah, a shared sukkah, is okay, and it's different than lulav, shal nilmod mi lulav, hutzuch l'mutei gezula, shal nachshir oso mikol ha'ezrach yeshvu. So one would think, since it's not like lulav, go all the way with it. Even stolen is good. Kamash malan, it's not so. But otherwise, right, you could have said mitzvah b'aveira, if not for this havamina. Then the Ramban says, aval ikar shenir li, shemitzvah b'aveira psula d'rabbanan hi. In my opinion, there's a better answer for everything. I don't like this answer, the Ramban, but Mitzvah B'Aveira is only a Dindra Rabbana. It's only a Psul Rabbana, not the Raisa. The Akra, the Kabbalah, Mismachle, and if you look at the Gemara in Sukkah, it's based on a Pasuk in Nevi'im. Hamida Raisa, Yatza, Chutz Mehani Dechsiv B'Hu Mi'ute. That's why, whenever there's an actual Xerasa Pasuk to exclude something like this, we need it, because that excludes the Daraisa. Now, this Lulav HaGazel, Mitzvah B'Aveira, is only a Dindra Abanan, according to the Ramban. Very big Chiddush. V'lo k'divrei Mikta Samefarshim, Dvar Torah Chatas HaGzula Einam Mechaperas, Mishu Mitzvah B'Aveira. Unlike those who think that a Korban HaGazel doesn't work, Min HaTorah, the Ramban says, in my opinion, it's not right. V'achshav Neskayim B'divrei Abanan, V'amechaverim HaPoskim, Avalo B'Tevel, V'nomar Mishu Mitzvah B'Aveira. So basically, what the sum up, this is a very, very critical Ramban. Ramban here, just to sum up, says the following. Number one, in his own opinion, matzah shel tevel yotze adam yidei chavasa chovas matzah. Why not? After all, the reasoning of the Gemara does not stand l'halacha because iser is chal, iser be iser kolo be iser mosif. As far as the other question, what do you need this whole discussion? And implicitly, what's really going on in the Ramban is, and if indeed mitzvah vavaveir really applies, then even if there's no iser chal iser factor, you'll just say, like you said before, mitzvah vavaveira, right? So you shouldn't be able to use matzah shel tevel. As far as that's concerned, there are many answers. It only applies to gozel, it only applies to certain mitzvos, it's only drabanan, it certainly doesn't apply to tevel, because it's beyond the latakein. What I said, it's a chefza shel isa, not a chefza shel aveira. There are all sorts of answers to that question. Good. The problem is Shitas HaRambam. If you look at the Rambam...
When you say biyado lasakin, we're talking about Pesach.
Right.
So even though it would be an isa rabbonin to be misakin.
Yeah, well, the example he brings is from Muktzah. It's asur latakein nesatevel b'shabbos v'yom tov. Yet the Gemara says that it's not Muktzah because biyado lasakin. So that's why the Ramban is quoting.
Once it's in the form of matzah, it could still be metukan?
Yeah, sure. It could always still be mafresh. Sure. Although that's not the issue here. The issue is, you know, that you could have done it before as well, but for sure you could still, you still could. The Rambam here, Perek Vav, the Chachamitza Matzah, Alokha Zayin, says the following. Ein adam yotze yidei chavasa b'achilas matzah shihi asura lo. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah when you eat a matzah which is prohibited to you, kegon she'achla tevel o ma'aser rishon shel nitra trumaso o shegozla. So on the surface, you know, again, we're always picking on the Rambam. You know, all the Rambam writes so far, with the exception of the word o shegozla, the Rambam just quotes the Mishnah. Mishnah says you can't be yotze matzah shel tevel, except that the Rambam adds the words o shegozla, which doesn't appear in Mishnah or the Gemara, it doesn't appear in any Bavli, it does appear in the Yerushalmi. Okay? So far, the Rambam is just passing like the Mishnah. Then the Rambam says, Zeaklal, Kol she mevarchan ala birchas amazon, yotza b'yidei chavasa. Kol she ein mevarchan ala birchas amazon, ein yotza b'yidei chavasa. So instead of giving the reasoning of the Gemara, the Rambam came up with a new rule here. Somehow, matzah depends on birchas hamazon. If you can't say birchas hamazon, you can't fulfill matzah. All the Nosei Kalim are, you know, astounded by this. Where did the Rambam get this principle? Why does he need this principle? What does it mean? Why does he need the principle? Because even though we just said that the Rambam just quotes the Mishnah, in light of the discussion of the Ramban, it's not so simple. And the Ramban alludes to it. Namely, the Rambam himself, paskins like the Ramban does, that an Iser Kolel and an Iser Mosif is Chal Iser. So like the Rambam should have paskined against the Mishnah. He should have paskined the Matzah Shel Tevel, Adam Yotzei Yidei Chavasa B'Pesach, because the reasoning upon which that Psak of the Mishnah is based, according to the Gemara, is reasoning that is rejected by other Gemaras that we paskin like, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam should have paskin adam yotzei chavodei chavasa b'matzah shel tevel. So it turns out that the quotation of the Mishnah ends up being problematic. You can't quote a Mishnah if it's based on a, if the ruling is based on a principle which you reject. Which is undoubtedly why the Rambam felt the need to supply an alternative basis. Except the question is, what does it mean? And where does he get it from? What do you mean, adam yotzei chavasa b'matzah the davar she'ef shel avarech alav, birchas hamazon. What does birchas, ma'in in birchas hamazon, etzel matzah, one might say.
Oh. And what is it? What
so
is,
I'd like to suggest.
What do the words mean that, in other words, the whole issue of matzah shir, if there's a kvias, what does it mean birchas hamazon? If it's something...
Well, let me, I think what you're asking is the following. Here, let me touch a background. In Hilchos Brachos, there's a general debate about the status, the brachos status of macholos asuros. There are rishonim like the Ravid who think that if you eat macholos asuros, you still make brachos. Brachos rishonos, brachos achronos. The only thing you will not have is a kvius. You can't, there's no sociability in macholos asuros, al pidin, for nisha alacha. Right? There's no such thing as a group eating machalas asuras. It's an individual violation. If you eat it, you break up the group. Even if you're all chomping on the same machalas asuras, everybody's eating separately. It's interesting. It's an interesting, you know, perspective, I think. You don't realize. So the Ravid says, what's the problem with machalas asuras? No kvius, no tziruf, no zimun. But brachos, you'll say. And the Rambam's view in Ochos Brachos, that's not correct. If you have machalas asuras, no brachum, no bracha achrona. That discussion with Rishonim. Some say, you know, no bracha Rishona, but there is a bracha Chrona, right? Or no bracha Chrona, but there's a bracha Rishona. That's a debate. The Rambam's view is no bracha Chrona. Never mind, no Zimu, no bracha Chrona either. So that's how, that we understand what he means, that if it's Dvarim Wasurim, Dvarim Shein Mavarchan al Birchas Amazon, that part of the equation we understand. But where what does this have to do with Chovas Matzah? That's the question. What you can't, I mean, matzah is a motzi lechem in aretz, so unless it generates the obligation of birchas hamazon, it's not matzah. It's bread, it's chamesh saminim. What's the Rambam talking about? So I'd like to suggest the following. Basically, I think the idea is very simple here. Where the Rambam got it from, I think, is question. I think he got it from his profound understanding of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of matzah across the board. But I think what's going on is the following. Let me just raise a simple question. We have Dalet Kosos in the Seder, right? So basically, there's a discussion in the Rishonim already, and then in the Achronim, you know, what the nature of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos really is. Is it Shtia? Is it Amiras Hagad Alakos? The Chiddush HaGriz al Rambam, he has a very famous piece on this subject. Clearly, there's an element of Amiras Hagad al Dalet Kosos. There's no question about that. The only question is whether it's also an independent requirement of Shtia. Yeah.
I was just saying in the proposal of Chaslovich that it was really...
That really was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik who really, like, kind of Rav Velbel took the piece from.
Right.
Yeah. They said that they were in Chaslovich together. I think the story goes, and there wasn't much wine around, or they were worried, I guess, before Pesach. It was difficult times. They were worried whether they'd get their hands on wine or not. So one of the things they were trying to figure out was whether or not you could do the Dalet Kosos with Chamar Medina, you know, with other than wine. And that's how this whole discussion...
Or if one person can be
Motzi Acher Midei Chavasa, and both of which are discussed in the thing. But clearly there's a halacha of Amiras Haggadah ala Kosos, meaning there are different ways that we break up the Seder. Simani HaSeder is a way, right? Kadesh Urchatz, Karpas Yacha, the whole biz, Magid Rachza, that's one way of breaking it up. The two Hallels is a way, right? Hallel number one, Hallel number two, right? That's a way of dividing up the Seder. And the Dalet Kosos is a way of dividing up the Seder. Each of the Kosos representing a different theme. Now, if you look at the Dalet Kosos, it seems evident that three out of the four kosos really do represent an important dimension of the night of the Seder. The Kiddush, for sure, that's when we speak about Kedushas Hayom. Moreover, the Rishonim, not Manachronim, Rishonim who suggest that why is there no Birchas Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Don't say Shrek and Shom Tosef Tzivanu Al Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or Lasaper Yetzias Mitzrayim? So some Rishonim say, a bunch of Rishonim, the Kiddush that you make on the first kos, that Kiddush, that's the bracha of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim. Could you make Kiddush early? Can't do the mitzvah halayla early. Has to be dafke b'tesvav. No tosefes Yom Tov. But what about being yotzei the Kiddush of Yom Tov early? Since it's one of the Dalet Kosos, no. Or since it's a kos shel Kiddush, yes. That's an interesting discussion. In other words, can you split the Kiddush from the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Kos Rishon? Or, normally you can make Kiddush B'diyev, you can make Kiddush on bread. Tonight, could you make the Kiddush part on the on the matzah? Or Dafka, since it's one of the Dalet Kosos, you have to... There are many issues. The point is that Kiddush isn't just generic. Kiddush, clearly, has an added dimension of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second kos, that's obvious. Magid, right? Halal Mitzri. The fourth kos, Gomer Malavas HaHalel, the final Halel. Birchas Hashir, as the Mishnah calls it. There's only one kos, it always bothered me, that seems to be just, you know, matter of fact, just generic and just routine. You had a meal, you said a motzi, you have to bench at the end of the meal, kol shlishi is al birchas hamazon. That's it. Dalit kosos is a way of sectioning off different parts of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and for number three all we could come up with was bracha lakos. Strange. Now the truth is, our Rishonim, who think that the Birchas HaMazon of this evening is a little different. Normally we say about Birchas HaMazon that there's no Shemei HaKa'onah. Misha Achal, the Yerushalmi says, Misha Achal Hu Yivarech. Right, thanking Rabbeinu Sholem for the food that you ate is a personal experience. You shouldn't fulfill it through someone else. However, says the Abu Dram and others, the night of the Seder, Yotze Motze. Maybe that already shows that this Birchas HaMazon is a little bit different. Ma nishtana birchas hamazon zeh mikol halelos. Nishtana. Nishtana v'nishtana, a little bit. But I think it's more than that. The Rambam in particular is the one who believes that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim isn't just about telling the story and drawing the implications, but it has a lot to do with the personal experience of really feeling that you were there and you were impacted by all this, feeling it in such a personal way that it generates not only chiyuv shevach, but chiyuv of hoda'ah as well. Number one, the Rambam, more than any of the Rishon, personalized the experience of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We all know his famous formulation in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, where he says, laharos instead of liros, and he says, ki'ilu hu yotza, hu ata yotza, hu atzmo yotza ata mi Mitzrayim. The Rambam says laharos instead of liros. He says ata, an extra word that doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Ata meaning now, and atzmo, himself. So the Rambam personalized and contemporized, if you will, the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not all he did. The Rambam, more than any other Rishon, emphasized the link to the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. If you look at the Rambam, the Mishnah says matchilim bignus misayim b'shevach. The Omer Parshas Arami Ovid Avi, or Vidoresh Parshas Arami Ovid Avi. You can read the Mishnah saying, you start with Gnus, you end up with Shevach, right? And after that, you do the Parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. The Rambam says it a little differently. The Rambam says, Matchilim b'Gnus, Misayim b'Shevach, and he explains what that means, Avad Mayinu, Matchilim b'Avad Zohar Hayu Avaseinu, and then he says, V'hu Sheyidrosh B'Parshas Arami Ovid Avi. Meaning, not and, but i.e., the way that you're, one of the ways that you're matchil b'gnus and b'sayim b'shevach is through Arami Ovid Avi. And then the Rambam adds, which again is gratuitous, v'chol amarich b'drash parsha zu arez v'shubach. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says what the Rambam says previously, which is, afil kuchon chachon v'kulonim devonim kudolon yodim v'satara mitzvah leinu l'saper b'tzias mitzrayim kol also alayla v'kol amasaper Yitzias Mitzrayim, call it Marba L'Saper, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hareza Meshubach. We say that in general about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam quotes that as well, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, with the Chametz HaMatzah. Then the Rambam added the same formulation regarding being Doresh Parshas Arami Ovid Avi. As if to say, Arami Ovid Avi isn't just a little component in Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's crucial. The Rav used to point out also the Abu Dram, the famous Abu Dram, who says that the word Haggadah means Shevach v'Hodah, just like it appears in Mikra Bikurim, Higarati Hayom LaShem Elokecha, where the Targum Yerushalmi says Higarati means Divrei Shevach v'Hodah. The Rav used to repeat that a lot. The Haggadah, as the Abu Dram says, is patterned after that. It's about Divrei Shevach, but not only Shevach, but also Hoda. And the Rambam says this, and it's well known, many Mepharshim pointed out. If you look at the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvot, Mitzvah, Kufnun Zayin, the Rambam says not only you're obligated to tell the story in all of its detail, in all of its embellishment, but you're obligated to have a feeling of Hoda, of thanks, that you underwent, that you are able to undergo this experience. But I'd like to suggest... What's that? Kufnun Zayin. Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but Kufnun Zayin. But I'd like to suggest very simply, and there's many, many morayas for this as well, based on that, maybe one could suggest that's why Birchas HaMazon is the third kos. What is Birchas HaMazon? It is the, according to some Rishonim, it's the only bracha d'araisa. Right? And according to other Rishonim, okay, there are a few more. Not so many. But Birchas HaTorah, Shem HaShem HaKro HaVagot L'Alokeinu, and maybe HaMotzi. Basically, the one that stands out, the most obvious of the brachos d'araisa, Birchas HaMazon. What is it? Birchas Hodah. Birchas HaMazon is the quintessential d'araisa of Birchas Hodah. So I'd like to suggest, it's not just, we had the meal, Shulchan Aruch, we had Motzi Matzah, we had Shulchan Aruch, now it's time to bench, might as well do it a la kos. We're dafke makbid on this night to do it a la kos, and we're dafke makbid that this kos should be al Birchas HaMazon. Because Hodah, that sense of personal gratitude, really feeling it, is part of the night. They're obviously think that one of the differences between Zechira and Sipur, the Zechira of all year round, the Sipur all year round, is this component of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, of Hodah. And I don't think he explained it in such detail, but the way I understand it is, consistent with another issue we discussed in other years, which for me at least is a very important theme, that is that Zechira is more about theological affirmation, or drawing the conclusions of the historical event. In light of what took place, the implications are, this is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what he's capable of, these are our responsibilities to him, which is why, as Reb Chaim pointed out, all year round, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriya Shema, part of Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. What does that mean? We say it, but what does it mean? It means it's a theological and affirmation, and it's a religious commitment. We understand that if this is indeed what took place in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it imposes upon us, right, a certain lifestyle. None of that has anything to do intrinsically with the event itself, or necessarily with the concept of Hodah, or even Shevach. It's more about what are the, let's say, specific implications for my life going forward. Yetzias Mitzrayim, from that point of view, this is one of my themes, is basically an event that we exploit. The Tova, we not exploit, we capitalize on. Indeed, the Gemara says that you could, in the future, you will substitute Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim for Yemos HaMashiach. It'll also be that kind of event of that kind of magnitude. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, with all of its details, with all of the Nisim, right, the 150 and 200 and 250, you know, some people think it's overkill. It's not overkill. It's all part of what I call the Rambam's, Rambam keeps repeating, Masha Ira, Masha Kara. Forget about the theological and religious implications of 10 makos, of 50 makos, of 200 makos, of 250 makos makes no difference. One nais is as theologically significant as 200. The difference is, if you're not focusing on Kamal Samach HaShemayim or simply the theology, the affirmation of Hashgacha, but what you're doing is you're reveling, right, in the experience of something that occurred to you as a member, as one who shares the destiny of Klal Yisrael, past, present, and future. So there's never enough. Every detail is golden. Every memory is crucial. So it matters if it's 1 or 10 or 50 or 200 or 250. Every memory is part of the experience. Masha ira, masha kara. And that's why we do it in all different ways. Part of that is the sense of Hodah. Because not just what the implications are, it's this particular event, not capitalizing on the implications of the event. And that requires Hodah. I think that's what it means to say that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes the component of Hodah in addition to everything else. So Birchas HaMazon is perfect. If this is the case, so we should now turn our attention briefly to Matzah. The Gra points out that we begin with the Haggadah with Holachmanya. It's a strange beginning. There's a discussion among Mefarshim. Does Haggadah really begin, does Magid really begin with Manishtana, or with Avada Mayinu, or with halach manya? Is halach manya part of yachatz? Right? Because you've created the lechem oni, the lechem oni, the prusa. Can't be for the Rambam, because the Rambam has yachatz later, right? The beginning, right before motzi matzah. But in our Seder, the Haggadah, where we do yachatz early, and then we say halach manya, so some suggest halach manya is a way of articulating what we just did physically. Yachatz, we broke the bread. But some think that it's really the beginning of Maggid. And if it isn't the beginning of Maggid, it's the introduction of the whole Haggadah. What is it about halach manya? So the Gra is a very nice piece where he says that the Oni referred to in halach manya, there are four of them. Kol dichvin yesev yechal. Kol ditzrich yesev yesar. Hashata hacha. That's traveling. Hashata avdi. That's servitude. The Gra says the arba lashonos of Oni are keneged arba tzrichin lahodos. Gemara in Brachos Daf Nadalet, and then he tries to link it up, right? Yardei Hayam, Yardei Hamidbar, Chavush Beis Asurim, right? Chola. Tries to link up these four to those four, and then he has an extra line where he says, and all the fours of the Haggadah, the Arba Banim, the Arba Kushos, Arba Lashon Shel Geula, Arba Kosos, everything is Keneged Arba Tzrich and the Hodos. And it's crystallized in Holach Ma'anyah. The Marsha in Psachim is bothered by several things. It says there are two girsos, you know. We say matzah al shema. So normally the one we're most familiar with, al shum, al shem, shol hispik, betzekam, right, lahachmitz. They ran out in such a hurry, but behilu, right, and their dough did not rise. But it's another girsa. Matzah al shem shenigalu. So Marsha says, what's matzah al-shem shenigalu? What is that? So, and we have, the Rambam actually has both. The Rambam has one in Perek Zayin and one in the other one in Perek Ches. So the Marsha says, moreover, there are different Marshas, but put them together. Rabbi Gamliel Omar, right, kol shalom regimel dvar meilu b'pesach aliyatzu dechavasa pesach matzah maror. So the Marsha says, where do we find that such a mitzvah requires a dibur in addition to a bracha? Moreover, the Marsha says, what were the Klal Yisrael doing eating matzah on the night anyway before they actually left? The Mebihilos, when they were leaving, what was the night eating of matzah? So, in all these three places, the Marsha comes to the same conclusion. He says, Achilas matzah is tudinim. There's Achilas matzah, shall hispik b'teikam. And that's where you have the contrast, especially harsh to chametz. And then there's Achilas matzah, which is like the eating of korbanos. A mincha, like the parshas we just read, Vayikra and Tzav. A mincha is matzah. That's al shem shenigalu. That's what they were doing the night when they were eating matzah. And that's why you need the livui of al shem Rabbi Gamliel. It's like the lishma of a korban. Mara is a little bit of a problem, but the lishma of the korban. So what korban is that? I think what he means, though he doesn't say it is, it's the korban todah, al shem shenigalu. It's a korban in which you say thank you to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, except that normally a korban todah, ironically, is the only korban aside from shnei lechem where there's chametz. Here there's no chametz. But if you look carefully in the psukim that we just read in Parshas Tzav, the Ramban is certainly medayik this way. If you look at the psukim about korban todah, what you really seem to find is that the lechem, which is an intrinsic part of the korban, together with the basar, is only matzah. And then there's a separate part, that's what the psukim say. They say, you bring a korban, korban todah, right? You bring the korban zevach shlamim, and with it you bring, together in the korban, lechem, of three types of matzah, and then there's a separate pasuk, and also you bring chametz. Ramban says, there are two things going on here. Sounds like the real korban, the ikar korban, is the matzah, with the accompaniment of chametz. And the Sforno has an interesting line in which he says that why do you bring the chametz at all for korban todah? It's important to remember how you got in trouble to begin with. That's the chametz. So in the context of matzah, on the night of Pesach, let's follow through for a moment. The suggestion that that's a kind of a carbon todah. This is a carbon todah where the chametz is excluded. The chametz is excluded because the chametz is asur, and it conflicts with the other part, lo yisbik v'tzeika. Or maybe the chametz is excluded because it's a pristine kind of carbon todah, where only the real part of the carbon is there. The Chassam Sofer, in his Agada, says, what's a pshat manishtana alayla hazeh shabakal alaylos anu ochlim chametzu matzah alayla hazeh kulo matzah. So the Chassam Sofer says, the question is as follows. They want to know why it is, in the world of karbonos, when you bring a karbon, mincha, which is kulo matzah, we don't care if you, as a vorspeise, you know, we don't care if you eat some chametz. Eat as much chametz as you want. On the contrary, you shouldn't be eating your korban when you're really hungry. It's just to eat the korban ala sova, lamashka, right, in a dignified way. So you can fill yourself up, as long as it's not a chila gasa, with as much chametz as you want, then you eat the matzah. Shebechol alelo sanu ochlim chametzu matzah, even in the context of eating a korban mincha, we eat chametz before the matzah. That's how the Stam Sofer reads the question. Halayla zek kulo matzah, why are we excluding chametz? According to my suggestion, I'm taking a little further, one might have said, why is the carbon toda of achilas matzah, or the replacement of carbon toda, the symbol of carbon toda, achilas matzah, how come on this night it doesn't include the component of chametz? So the Chassam Sofer says the answer is to be found in Avodim Ayinu. We understand very well how desperate Klal Yisrael were, that they were on the abyss of spiritual oblivion, right, or the 49th of the Sharei Tumah, as Chazal say. So we understand that there was no room for chametz. They had to do a radical transformation. So normally, in a regular korban, as long as you focus on matzah, we don't care if there, you know, is also room in your life for chametz. But for Klal Yisrael, at that point in time, a radical shift, a radical transformation had to be made. From pure Tumah to pure Tahara. No chametz. That's what Avodim Ayinu gives the answer to the question, Ma Nishtana Alay Laze? Yeah.
So the Haggadah of the Rav, that he asks, why does he, when he asks both questions, why do we say, Shibachalim also no Ochlim Chametz to Matzah? Why don't we just say, why do we matzah tonight? Why do we have to say, we emphasize the fact that the other night be Chametz and Matzah? So that was didn't what he's saying, that Avodim Ayinu.
Right, according to Chassam Sofer, it works perfectly. And the real question is, how come chametz is not a stira to matzah, even in the world of korbanos? The answer is, on this night it is. Moreover, I would add, that's the idea of matchilim b'gnus and b'sayim b'sham. Take the Sfarnu. The Sfarnu's idea, that you have the chametz there, not as an entire, again, others might argue with the Sfarnu at this point, but the Sfarnu's idea that the chametz is there almost like a contrast to the matzah. Right, to remind you what got you into trouble, such that you needed salvation. In a way, we have that in Matzah too, or in Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim too. Matchilin bignus, v'mesayim in b'shevach. The Marsha says, matchilin bignus, shalot tazoach, don't forget why you're here. You know, don't get carried away in your euphoria. You know, don't think that there are no obstacles, you know, to be concerned with. You have to remember your past. You have to confront your past. You have to overcome your past. You can't just sweep it under the rug and ignore it. In other words, there seems to be quite a bit of evidence that matzah is not just a mitzvah on the night of Pesach. Matzah represents the symbol of a korban, maybe even of a korban todah. If that's the case, finish with what we began with. We asked the question in the Rambam.
Reasons for Matzah is the Gnus and
the Shevach, both. And I think that's why it's Chag HaMatzos too, because it combines both. It's not Chag HaPesach, it's not Chag HaMaror. Okay, not being Chag HaMaror, we understand, but we call it Chag HaPesach, as we know, but Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. Only Matzah really has all of these elements. But basically, now we can come back to what we began with. We said, according to the Rambam, Rambam shouldn't have passed in the Matzah Shel Tevel is also, because he passed like the Ramban, that Yisr Chal, Yisr Be, Yisr Kol, Yisr Mosin. Okay, that's why he has to give another explanation. But where did he get that explanation, and how did he know it, and what does it mean? And what is that other explanation? You cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with anything that you cannot make a birchas hamazon. Right, of what we tried to explain, which is, the role of birchas hamazon on the night of the Seder isn't simply the benching because you happen to eat bread during the meal, Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the kosos, it's one of the dalet kosos. And it's very important in the dalet kosos, it's symptomatic of this idea of hoda'ah, which is a crucial part of Sefer Tzitzis Mitzrayim, as the Rambam and others have clearly formulated. But not only that, this idea of hoda'ah has its roots in matzah, like the Gra said, halach manya. And not only that, but possibly as a kind of memory or symbol, an encapsulation of the Korban Todah. So the Rambam says, if this is all true, then how could you eat as a Cheftah Shel Matzah something for which you can't make a Birchas HaMazon? If an important element of Matzah is not only Shevach, but Hodah, then if you can't make a Birchas HaMazon, that contravenes the very function of Matzah. So the Rambam says you can't be Yotzei Yidei Chavascha B'Matzah Shel Tevel. I wish you all a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Again, the schedule is we continue again 2 weeks from today, back to Inyani Kedusha.